Our scripture for today comes from the book of Psalms, reading the 100th psalm, or chapter, however you want to say it. Hear the word of the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God, that he made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. Father, we thank you that even in our busyness, that you are there, that you are helping us and you're comforting us. Help us to set aside our cares right now, and may our minds, hearts, and souls be open to you. In Christ's name that we pray, amen. So as I mentioned, this is kind of a little bit of a anomaly Sunday in the church calendar, because usually Advent starts, but it doesn't. So when I was preparing for the sermon this week, as I always do, I go and I look at the lectionary, the common lectionary that is used across a number of denominations. And there was something from Ezekiel and something from Matthew about separating the goats and the sheep and all of that. And then I saw Psalm 100. And I said, you know what? This is a very, very good scripture for this week, because we're coming into one of the most joyous seasons in the church, at least I think so, where we focus upon the birth of Jesus, and we hear about, you know, the different stories and about how the angels came to the shepherds, glorifying God and praising God. And I said, this is a good thing to talk about this Sunday, especially after I read the first verse. This is one of my personal favorite verses in the Bible. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Now, I know it's just the way that it's translated. There's other ways to translate it. But it says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Shortly after Holly and I got married, we started attending the Presbyterian Church in Clinton, New Jersey. And there was wonderful people there, but there was a couple named Ben and Pat that were a little bit older. Well, they were older than Holly and myself. Really nice people. I sat in front of them one Sunday morning. Neither of them could carry a tune. They both were off pitch, and the grading thing or whatever was they weren't on the same note. And both of them were wrong. Oh my gosh, I don't understand how they can do that. Well, I was also an elder in the Presbyterian Church, which is part of the governance of the church. And as part of that, we helped with communion. And we're up there and we're going to sing the communion hymn. And the Reverend Dr. William Sadler, who was the pastor came down and was kind of looking over at me. And he was a very, very good preacher. But he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. The pastor can't sing. How the heck is he supposed to do? How is he supposed to be a pastor if you can't sing? Right. And over the years now, I have encountered many wonderful, wonderful people that couldn't sing. Now, when I think of praising God, I think of singing like Francie, like Ben, right on pitch, right on volume. You know, that's what I think about. I think about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I think about all, when I was growing up, all of the Christmas songs that my parents would put on. Andy Williams, Mitch Miller, all of those. And it was just so gorgeous. And then you got people like Ben and Pat and Reverend Sadler. So this is why I love this verse from Psalms 100. Because this is basically saying, in order to praise God, all you got to do is make a little noise. Doesn't matter if you're on key or if you're off key. Doesn't matter whether you're loud or soft. Doesn't matter if you're loud and off key or anything else. Noise is what God wants. He wants whatever we can give him as praise. There's no special formula, just like there's no special formula for prayer. There's no special formula for singing praises to God. And then there's the second half of that. Make a joyful noise, all the earth. It's imperative. It's not just make a joyful noise in First Christian Church of Pulaski or in Southwest Virginia or anything. This is saying that all of the world needs to be making a joyful noise to the Lord. Praise, that's what God asks. He would like the whole world to sing. Kind of like that Coke jingle, you know. I'd like to teach the world to sing. No? I'm getting a bunch of blank looks. I'd like to buy the world a Coke. Anyhow. So how do you pray? How do you praise God? Well, one of the ways is you just make noise. You make a joyful noise. You blow trumpets. You croak out a song. You yell, scream, do whatever you can. Verse 2 says, worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Now, again, we've all sat near to people that you could swear that they thought that they were at a funeral and that they would basically be singing death dirges. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. You know, it's like, where's the joy? Okay? It's okay. You can make You can make noise. And yes, you might have the joy inside, but the joy needs to come out. It's kind of like, you know, in this little light of mine, don't put it under a bushel. We need to be joyous. We need to be glad. Summon up all the gladness that we might have right at that moment. Don't hold it back. Let it out. And if you croak like a frog, God bless. We are to come into His presence. This is, you know, come into His presence with singing. Usually when you're singing, at least when I'm singing, I'm happy. I don't make Holly happy sometimes because I sing in the car, but that's another story. When you're singing, you need to be glad. You need to be joyful. Come into His presence with singing. Verse 3. Know that the Lord is God, that it is He that made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Yep, another familiar verse. Know that the Lord is God. Worship comes from knowledge. Knowledge about who God is, who Jesus is, how much they both love us, how much they give to us. And the more knowledgeable that you are, the more informed that joyful noise is going to be. The knowledge helps bring out that gladness, bring out that joy that we should have inside us. And again, we just have to take and let it out. Let's see here. He made us and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Again, knowledge. Who made me? Who made you? Yes, it took your mother and father to get the process going, so to speak. But that, where does that process come from? It comes from God. So in a way, God did indeed make us all. Psalm 139, you knit me together in my mother's womb. You knew me even before my parents knew me. Before our mothers realized that they were with child. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Again, the familiar shepherd and sheep analogy. What does the shepherd do? He takes care of his sheep. So when I'm praising God, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat. How am I going to make the bills? That does not need to preclude my thoughts to take over. God is going to take care of me, and therefore I've got more time and I can put more effort into praising and worshiping Him. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Notice what this says. It says, enter his courts. It's not, I don't say, okay, God, I'm ready to worship you. You know, come on down. No. It's not God coming to us. It is us going to be with God. Whoop. Going through the gates of heaven, even though we're still here on earth, and entering his courts with praise. It hasn't happened to me a lot, but there have been times where I have been praying and it is just so intense. It is so wonderful. It is so beautiful. And I think it's at those times that I've let go of what my thoughts were on prayer and praising and whatnot. And I actually walked through the gates and I was in the presence of God. And I truly, truly worshiped and praised him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Let's be honest about something. Does God really need us to thank him? I know the answer is both yes and no, but does God really need us to thank and praise him? Not really. He's going to take care of us. We're the sheep, we're his people, we're the sheep of his pasture. Do the sheep thank the shepherd? No. But what contributes to our praise is that being thankful. We're thankful. Yeah, we just... I am quite sure last Thursday there were a lot of prayers that were sent up where people were expressing their thanks either via the prayer or sometimes people go around the table, what are you thankful for this year? Being thankful to God is acknowledging what indeed he does for us. How our lives would be so much different if he didn't. Those of us that have children know the pain, annoyance of having a child that does not express appreciation. It hurts. And to a certain extent, I think it hurts God when we are not thankful. Even when we're praising him, we're not thankful for that. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all of the generations. So again, you know, there's a lot of reasons sprinkled through this. This is another reason why when we praise God that we should be exuberant, that we should be thankful, that our full focus should be on praising God. For the Lord is good. Who puts the gladness into your heart? God does. God made us. God put the capacity to be glad, to be compassionate in our hearts. His mercy is everlasting. It endures forever and it never fails. Eternity is one of the hardest concepts for me to get my head around. And that's probably because I am a finite human being. I had a roommate in college that described eternity as a lead ball the size of the earth, and every morning an angel comes down and lightly scrapes a feather across it. Now, it's going to take a while for that lead ball to wear down to nothing, okay? This is a big, big ball of lead. And he said to me, when that ball of lead is gone, eternity is just starting. This love, this compassion, all of the things that God gives to us are eternal. There's an abundance of it, which again is another reason for us to be joyful in our praise. His truthfulness will continue to all of the generations. Again, the faithfulness of God, the caring of God, the compassion of God, the wanting the best for us. He's got an endless supply of it. Tim and I had some communications back and forth, and he sent me the link for a silent praise group, which I understand the concept. And I wrote him back and I said, Sunday's message is about the exact opposite of silent worship. This is about shouting at the top of our lungs praises to God. Abba, Father, I'm just so thankful for all of the blessings that you give to me. I'm thankful for the gifts that you're with me at all times. Shouted from the rooftops. And don't be afraid when your neighbor kind of looks at you kind of a little bit squirrely. Because remember, we're doing it not for our unbelieving neighbors. We're doing it for our God in heaven. So, when you praise God, do it with as much thanks, as much reverence, and as much joy as you can possibly summon up. Because we hit times where we don't have a lot of that. And in all things, above all things, remember to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, even if no one else hears it. Amen.